Curtis and Holt News, The Global Link.
Speaker rules PF members of parliament have not crossed the floor. A major concern over private hospital's decision to terminate NEMA contracts and new opposition coalition rallies in Togo. Good evening with the main news. I'm Christabel Kamono. A Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has ruled that some Patriotic Front PF members of Parliament who allegedly defected to the United Party for National Development, UPND, have not crossed the floor. Ms. Muti has ruled that parliamentarians in question have exonerated themselves and that they merely expressed intentions to join the UPND. She said the parliamentarians on May 8, 2026 responded to the clique of National Assembly that they asked UPF members after being asked to exculpate themselves on May 6, 2026. The ruling came after a point of order raised by Lokasha Member of Parliament George Sanga, who wanted to know whether or not some PF members who allegedly announced to have joined the UPND have crossed the floor. The parliamentarians in question are Sunday Chanda of Kanchwia constituency, Majori Nakaponda of Isoka constituency, Michael Katambo of Masaiti constituency, and Sydney Mushanga of Wacha constituency. Meanwhile, Ms. Muti has ruled that there is no evidence that two members of parliament, namely Mporokoso member of parliament, Brian Mondo Bileshwang, and member of parliament, Stephen Kampiongo, and Luangeni member of parliament, Moses Moyo, have crossed the floor. She says the three parliamentarians have not responded to the allegations leveled against them that they have joined the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, and UPND. A Minister of Finance and National Planning, Situmbe Kom Sokotwane, says his ministry released 17.8 billion kwacha in April 2026 to finance public service delivery, sustain economic recovery efforts, support vulnerable households, and continue implementing critical infrastructure and development programs across the country. Dr. Sokotwane said the Treasury releases reflect the government's continued commitment to fiscal discipline and debt sustainability, macroeconomic stability, and the steady implementation of the 2026 national budget amid ongoing efforts to transition the economy from stabilization to stronger private sector-led growth, productivity expansion, and job creation. Dr. Sokotwane reviewed that of the total amount released during the month, 6.6 billion kwacha was allocated to public service wage bill, 2.4 billion kwacha went towards debt servicing and dismantling arrears, 4 billion kwacha was released for transfers, subsidies, and social benefits, 3.1 billion kwacha supported government programs and operations, while 1.7 billion kwacha financed capital expenditure and infrastructure development. The minister stated that these payments remain critical to preserving fiscal credibility, supporting private sector liquidity, and sustaining the gains achieved under Zambia's debt restructuring program. The minister added that the monthly treasury releases remain one of the clearest demonstrations of how the government is steadily repositioning public finances towards stability, credibility, productivity, and long-term economic transformation. The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRap, has expressed concern over the decision by some private health facilities to terminate their contracts with the National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA. MedRap Secretary General David Banda said that the withdrawal of service providers is a sign of NIMA's gradual decline, which sadly defeats government's intention of providing affordable and quality healthcare services to citizens without leaving anyone behind. Mr. Banda has called for dialogue among all stakeholders to resolve the pending issues for the benefit of all Zambians. We call for wider stakeholder engagement to plan for future implementation, further community sensitization on the prudent utilization of NEMA by contributors should be intensified and expanded, said Mr. Banda in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka. He further suggested the need to develop NEMA treatment protocols to guide providers and reduce abuse of the system through unnecessary investigations and treatment.
We urge the stakeholders to come around the table and resolve these outstanding issues. For example, we propose that NEMA develops treatment protocols which will guide what type of treatment a patient gets if they're diagnosed, if they're investigating for that particular disease, and also maybe what type of treatment the patient will get if they've been diagnosed with that particular disease, so that there's no over-investigation or over-prescribing the medicines, so that all the diseases are treated within the limits and guidance has been provided with NEMA.
The governance expert, Wes Demienda, has urged aspiring candidates under the United Party for National Development, UPND, to rally behind the party even when they miss out on being adopted. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mienda stated that members should learn to be loyal to a party to avoid division. Mr. Mienda stressed that not all aspiring candidates can be appointed as members of parliament, councillor or an ambassador because it is not feasible. The president has a limited number of people to designate or nominate, stated Mr. Mienda. He further stressed that members of the party should support members who will be adopted and ensure that there is no confusion in the party.
So as for the rest, remain loyal to the party and continue supporting those that are going to be adopted. In some consequences or some words, you find 10 people are aspiring as candidates. So is he going to manage to give them, to give all of them the positions? The answer is no, it's not practical. But the main point here is let people learn to be loyal to the party if they are not adopted. Let them learn to support people who are going to be adopted by the party so that at least we don't have any division. We don't have any what? Any confusion in the party.
In African news, a new coalition of major Togolese opposition parties and civil society groups held their first meeting Saturday to relaunch protest against constitutional changes they say allow Faure Gnassingbé to consolidate power. Public opposition meetings have been rare in Togo in recent years, the last one taking place more than a year ago. Four opposition parties and civil society groups have formed a coalition called the National Consultation Framework for Change in Togo. Coming up shortly, Iran warns against complying with U.S. sanctions as a Gulf attacks reported. This and more, stay tuned.
We are all at risk of getting HIV, so we should take care. A person can live with HIV in the body for many years without knowing it and without feeling sick. During this period, the person may pass on the